This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. We'll try that the right way. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have a very scary announcement for you. Okay? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Because I want you to be ready for it. This hour after the first break, Evan Sayet joins us. Yes, right. The mind of Evan Sayet right here on the show. You will need help. I'm not joking. Whenever he and I get together, we go a million miles an hour. And people are always like, what? What did he say? No, you're just going to have to keep up. All right? You're just going to have to keep up. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, guess what I just got? I'm here, you know, I don't shut my email off during the show. I leave it on so that we can, in case one of you decide to send me an email or something, I can grab it and run with it. So I just received an email from the IRS while I'm here on the show. I may have to take up donations. I'm in a lot of trouble, apparently. During an audit they say they made on April 6, 2017, we identified an error in the actual count of refunds due, an error on our computer system. This amount to an adjustment of $528 in order for us to give back the excessive payment. You'll need to fill out the form, send us your bank account information, and how we can only do it electronically. You hearing this? I don't know if they're going to give me back money. So what should I do? What do you think? You think I should? You think maybe I should respond? I'm not going to respond to it. But there are people that would do this because they don't know how to read the email. They don't look like. And the IRS is never going to send you. Just for some of you who aren't really swift. The IRS is not going to send you an email telling you to give them your bank account information. It doesn't work that way. If you notice, even when you go to your tax person, you know, they put it in that one time. And then what happens? You don't get anything else from the IRS, right? I don't even think, even with all their power, they can easily go in and take money from you. I don't think. Although it's never stopped them from doing certain things in the past to people. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, it popped up just right when I started the show. You know, Matt Walsh, who's a great writer, I really enjoy his stuff. It's way too long for me because I lose the attention. I'm just kidding. But it is pretty. His stuff is usually pretty long. But I've been working with a lot of men, Christian men, non-Christian men, trying to get them to become men. And I know some of you find that term distasteful, but get over it. Because from a biblical perspective, there is a difference. So if you're a Christian, then you need to take the biblical perspective. Not the world perspective. Not the 27 different 27 different genders. I think we're up to 71. Or those are just 71 pronouns. I get confused. They're constantly confusing me. But what I'm saying is you need to step up. And, you know, if you're not a Christian, but you appreciate this and you fall in line with this, then God bless you. Or no, God bless you, whatever. But men need to step up, and they need to lead their families. Your families need a leader. They need surety. They need foundation. Now, as a person, as a human, my wife is equal to me. Actually, in a lot of ways, more equal to me. Better than me. But that's where you guys get it wrong about Christianity. A fella in his innocence and what he had been taught a few weeks back said that, you know, Christians get to beat their wives. I'm going, where the heck have you heard that? Because that's just not true. You know, but as far as the church goes, as far as Christ is concerned, we are all equal, but there is a hierarchy, right? There is an org chart for the house. There's an org chart in Christianity. Christ is the head of everybody, everywhere, everything. That in a marriage scenario, husband, wife, children. That doesn't mean it's a dictatorship, because it ain't a dictatorship in my house. It's not the way the word calls it out. So Matt Walsh goes on to say, he's writing about the Day Without a Woman protest. He said he hit on a particular theme that sparked a fair amount of blowback, even from self-professed longtime readers. He said that husbands of the left-wing feminist women who decided to abandon their profession and family duties for the day in order to make some vaguely defined political statement, which I agree with them. Nobody, even the people marching, in most cases, didn't know what they were marching for, didn't know what rights had been taken away from women. He goes on to say they need to show some leadership in their households, rather than just cooperating with the wife's decision to put her feminism ahead of her family. And a man should offer some guidance, I would say simply conversation. And he said he used the phrases, be a man and put your foot down. And those sent Christian women into orbit and even Christian men into orbit. And I agree with him when he said, now if I had said to the woman, put your foot down, there would have been no blowback. Even husbands wouldn't have pushed back. But look what's happened. We can't even have a conversation like that. And we can't even if you go to the Bible and you show in the Bible where it says, is this the way you're supposed to operate? They want to come back to today's worldly ways. People, we've gotten so far away from what biblical manhood, biblical womanhood, whatever you want to call it, biblical families are, and it's wrong. We need to get back to our foundation. We need to get back to our roots, just like we do in America. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. The Mind of Evan Sayet, right around the corner. You're afraid. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
States. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion, yes, that's a real number, gazillion and three things that you can do up there on the website. You can also... You ready for this one? You skip one lunch. You don't even have to skip a half a lunch. All right? And buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate. And you don't even know why. Over the last 8 years. 9 years. The guys that hate the labels are the ones that gave us the label. So why don't you read the book, find out why they don't mean anything. And that you scare the crap out of them. And that's a good thing. It's okay.
So anyhow, always a pleasure to have my next guest with me when I can grab him. And I don't mean that physically, by the way. Yeah. Evan Sayet joins. Yes, he does from time to time. We have a really good time. I think I have a good time when you're on anyhow. I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a really good time when you're on with me.
I think it's okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Evan joins me. Evan has he's an author of some book. I can't. Kindergarten of Eden. That's it. See that? How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and you know what? And why he's convinced ignorance is bliss. You know what? Any ignorant person is very. Have you noticed that they walk around with that big smile on their face?
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, Adam and Eve were in bliss. They were in Eden. They were in paradise. It's only when they acquired knowledge of the real world that they then had to do the things and make tough choices and deal with the realities of being a grown up. The same thing's true in kindergarten. You know, when the kindergarten child doesn't know anything yet about the real world, he's blissful. Unfortunately, as human beings, we then grow up, we learn more things, we learn the realities of the tragedies of the world, and suddenly we're still very happy. You know, I hate to quote Springsteen without putting it in context, but Springsteen has such a great line in this one song. He said, "Once I lived my life playing childish in a childish dream." I said, "One day those childish dreams must end to become a man and learn to dream again." Right? You don't lose your dreams by growing up. What happens is you have adult dreams, and they're actually better, more satisfying, more thrilling than the infantile dreams of the utopian liberal kindergarten world. But nonetheless, yeah, when you're young, when you don't know the real world, you can be blissful. When you enter the real world, you then have to make grown-up, difficult, by definition, not utopian choices.
Yeah, I wrote a piece recently about how hard it is to wean the left. Okay, we have been giving these people so many government entitlements for so long. They've actually become part of life, right? I mean, they've become part of your natural day of existing. You go down, you get your welfare check, and you go down to the community clinic, and I can make all these kind of little fun analogies, but here's the reality: is we've done that to people. We've done it to the point where they almost see it as, you know, the thing that the government gives them, the thing that they're entitled to on a daily basis. You've got Trump in here,
Joe,
now.
There's a reason that they're called entitlements.
Yes.
They're called entitlements because people now believe that they are entitled to things simply by having been born. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. They're not merit-based. I remember here in California, or maybe it was my hometown still in New York, but they tried to eliminate merit as a qualification for the merit scholarship program. Right, they had a scholarship set aside based on nothing other than merit, and then they voted to eliminate merit as a qualification for receiving the scholarship.
We're getting even more ludicrous. You know, they're talking about getting rid of some of the honor degrees at the high school level because the kids graduating who didn't reach honors feel bad about not getting there. Okay, so
right, let me take you even more ludicrous than that.
Don't do
because
that to me.
There you're talking about children. So maybe there is an argument. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. These are already almost adults. But maybe there's an argument to protect the feelings of children. From the day the Academy Awards were invented, the TV show was invented, until maybe about 10 years ago, it was famous. It was their catchphrase. They said, "The envelope, please." They'd rip the envelope open, and they would announce, "And the winner is..."
Right.
10 years ago, they stopped doing that. They've eliminated winners. Now they say, "And the award goes to..."
Really? I didn't
because
notice
they didn't
that.
Want... Yep. And, you know, you could say, "Oh, those morons at the Academy Awards, oh, they're such schmucks." Except instantly they were followed by the Grammy Awards. They were followed by the Emmy Awards. They were followed by all of them. Now, all of them no longer say, "And the winner is..." It's now totally, "And the award goes to..." As if the four other nominees who the award didn't go to are sitting there going, well, thank God we didn't lose, huh? Like somehow they've been fooled by the stupidity of all of Hollywood.
Oh, God, you're not kidding. I mean, the way they approach these things sometimes and they think, you know what, they can't get above the level they're at. That's basically what it boils down to, right? I mean, it really is that they can't get above the level. These administrators, these people that run these, I call them the left loon bins.
Yep, it is virtually impossible for a liberal to become smarter, to change their belief system, because at the centerpiece, and you know this from my book, The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, the liberal is convinced that thinking is an act of bigotry. And therefore, they're not going to be bigots. They're not going to think. Because anything you believe, anything I believe, it's based on prejudices. Things like the color of our skin, the nation of our ancestry, our height, our weight, our sex, our income, whatever. So the only way not to be a bigot is to never think at all. So it's not that the liberal doesn't know the facts. He knows the facts. He's just not allowed to employ them in a system of logic that leads to a truthful conclusion, because thinking is a hate crime.
You're right. You're right. Anything we think, don't. We're gonna hit the time marks. So I don't want to get deep into this yet. But you know, I'm looking at what's going on with Gorsuch. You know, all of a sudden, the Democrats have found this righteousness in you know, when it comes to voting for a Supreme Court justice. All of a sudden, they found the Constitution. Did you notice that too? They've used the word Constitution. I want to hit all these things with you on the other side of the break. All of a sudden, they found a budget, right? How are we going to get the money to rebuild the infrastructure? These things have never, right? These things have never been, they have locked up in a safe somewhere. They finally found after all these years, and now they're thinking that might be a good thing. But we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm sure you have much to say about that. I'm Joe Basini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Evan, say it's with me. You don't want to miss any of this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use these cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I will not ignore the South. How can you ignore Charlie Daniels? You can't do it. It's like sacrilegious for an American. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I want to get right to my guest. I always have such a good time when he's on the show with me. Evan Sayet joins me. He's a comedian and a conservative speaker, a commentator. Just, you know, he... And I'm not just saying this because he's on with me, because I say this about him when he's not on with me. I mean, he really has his hand on how the liberals think. He really has an understanding, well, or not think, as I always put it out there. But he's the author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, and Why He's Convinced That Ignorance is Bliss. Also, he has the distinction of having the Heritage Foundation's most viewed lecture. Again, Edmund, thanks for being here. Did I get that one right? Did I get it right that time?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I like to say it. He has the most viewed lecture in Heritage Foundation's history. History, their entire history. My little speech there about 10 years ago.
So I get a silver star.
Conservative world.
Right? Can I get a silver star at least? Yeah, I'll shoot for the gold later.
You know what? I stopped giving out stars. Well, everybody gets a star now.
That's right. No kidding, right? God bless America.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so everybody gets a star. You know what's funny is, and I try really not to talk about my kids in any public arena, but when my boy was 5 years old, he came home from school one day with a sad look on his face. And I said, "What's going on, Ben?" And he said, "Why did they give me this?" And he handed me an award for Best Student of the Week. And he knew he wasn't the best student that week. He knew he didn't. So the award did nothing to make him feel good about himself. He'd have to be stupid to think that in this week in which he did nothing particularly special, that he really was. In fact, and this put me in a very bad position, because I had two things I could do. I could lie and say, "Because you were the best student, yes, you were." Or I could say, "Because your teacher is a moron." All right? Your teacher, but my 5-year-old son was smarter than his teacher, because the teacher thought this was going to fool him, but it didn't fool him. just like it didn't fool the losers at the Academy Award into thinking they didn't lose because the award only went to, instead of, and the winner is, as we discussed in the last segment. You know, and we began to talk in the last segment about why it is that liberals can't break out of their insanity. And it's because they would have to think in order to recognize that they're wrong, but the liberal sees thinking as an act of bigotry, a hate crime, and it's thinking that they avoid. You know, talking about the title of my book, How the Modern Liberal Thinks, he doesn't think, but there's thinking behind his refusal to think.
You're on to something. You, with what was your name? April Ryan. She was the one that was in the press room when Spicer looked at her and asked her to stop shaking her head when he was speaking, right? And you know, these kids. You know how those little tyrants, those little kids. When you're talking to them, shaking their head like, "No, you're wrong." Well, that's what she was doing, but because she was a black lady, right? It was a racist thing. Spicer would never do that to a white woman, right?
liberals don't really believe that. Liberals simply say what they say in order to advance their ideology. You know, you were talking, I think it was just before the break, about how suddenly they care about the Constitution. Why didn't they care about it before? Because they don't care about the Constitution. But at this moment, it's what they can say to try to get what they want. You know, when they scream about the environment or global warming, they don't believe that global warming is real. But that's their way of using the environment to cover up for their real goal, which is to further shackle Western civilization and industrialization to bring us back to a time when we all lived in the Garden of Eden.
And had horses and everything. but you're right. I mean, I'm looking at all this fighting that's going on. And you and I were talking. I said, all of a sudden they found the Constitution. All of a sudden they learned the definition of a budget, right? They're worried about where we're going to get all this money to rebuild the infrastructure, something that they want to do. And they don't know where the money's at. Hey, what about...
They don't want to rebuild the infrastructure. What they wanted to do was use money to direct it towards their ideological and their constituents and their friends. That's why Obama's trillion-dollar stimulus program stimulated absolutely nothing. It went to Solyndra, that then went out of business, but his friends at Solyndra pocketed the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, they don't want to rebuild the infrastructure in the slightest. But right now, when they were in power, they didn't care about the budget because they didn't want to be constrained from advancing their agenda. They didn't want where would the money come from constrain them. Now that they're out of power, they want to constrain us. So now the budget matters. It's not the budget that matters. It's trying to constrain Republicans from succeeding.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. Your book's got a perfect title when you want to talk about Gorsuch and how right now they're looking at, hey, you guys wouldn't do our guys, so we're not going to do yours. We're not going to vote in yours. Why would we do that? You didn't do our. It's like a kindergarten playground argument with this.
It's also a lie, Joe. But it's also a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Democrats would not vote on George Bush's judges because it was an election year, and so it was decided, hey, instead of us deciding who the judge will be, let's put it to the American people as part of the election. So they wouldn't, they set this precedent. Now, if we don't follow their precedent, they have an advantage. Every time they have a Democratic president, he has 8 years to appoint a Supreme Court judge, whereas if they play by their rules, we only have 7 years because when it's an election year, they're not going to vote on it. So we have two choices, play by their rules or play fair and lose, because this is the battle good always has against evil. Evil has no constraints, and so that gives them an advantage. And at some point along the way, you've got to violate your own purity or else you lose to evil. And I'll give you an example. In the Middle East, right, Jews do not want to kill children. Jews so desperately do not want to kill children. So you have the terrorists targeting the Jewish children and wrapping themselves in their own children. So now what do? Do you just let the terrorists walk in and kill your kids? I mean, you got to go kill that terrorist, and you might kill some children in doing it. You know, this might not be the perfect constitutional answer, but if we don't play by the same rules that they've established for themselves from time to time, then it's a given that we're going to lose.
Oh yeah, you know, I always joke that in the Revolutionary War, the reason the British lost is because they were playing by the Marquess of Queensberry rules, and we were doing guerrilla warfare. And it's the same thing now. It's almost the opposite now, where, you know, we're trying to be the good and honest and American people, and these guys, they have no honesty. They're strapping bombs to children. Think about this. Daddy is strapping a bomb to a children so that at some point in time, Daddy can go have sex with 71 virgins. I got news for him. You know?
But this is something I don't know if I... But
I just,
this is something that the god of the left, Saul Alinsky, recognized, and why he made one of the rules for radicals force the other side to live up to their values. Because since the Democrats have no values, if we are forced to live by our own constraints of goodness and righteousness and rightfulness, if we are forced to play by the rules and they get to break every rule and nothing is held sacred by them and nothing is beyond the pale, everything is used at every moment as part of their war against Western civilization. Saul Alinsky recognized it. If they force us to play by our own values, they're going to win.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it's creating. Look, you've got I know I was going to do this. You know, it's old age. I'm going to tell you, Susan Rice. So here she is, you know, coming into the picture again. She lied, you know, like a 17-year-old who got caught drinking first time around, and now she's back up there saying, you know, she never did this, and she never. And we've got proof. How are they going to deal with this, Evan? Are they just going to ignore it? Are they just going to shove it off?
Yeah, That's what they're going to do. They're going to ignore it the way they ignored Kermit Gosnell, biggest mass murderer in American history, and literally the news would not report about him because they were afraid that the truth would come out about the sick mindset of abortionists. All right? They were afraid that they would lose one of their great money-making machines, the abortion industry.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I bet you even your own audience, half of them don't know the Kermit Gosnell story.
You're right.
And if and when that becomes known, it's only because of the perseverance and the doggedness of a couple of conservatives that we know.
Yep. Yeah. And I pound on that probably a couple times a month. I talk about the animal known as Gosnell because my outrage is, was there not, and I know this is painting with a broad brush, but was there not, and we'll hit this on the other side of the break, was there not one Democrat with a half a heart that would have come out and said, what this guy is doing is just pure evil. Evil at its finest. Anyway, come Joe Messina, your host, more with them and say, do you want to hear what he has to say? You got to come back. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That's a perfect rejoin for this one.
I'm Trevor Steen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I honestly do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do have to say, though, it gives me hope, knowing that those listening here just shows you how high your IQ is, that you're with this program and not others that are out there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have my next guest with me. I always enjoy when he's on. Evan Sayed, he's a comedian, conservative speaker, all around good, I mean, good, solid conservative guy. Sayed's the author of The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks and Why He's Convinced That Ignorance is Bliss. Also, drum roll please, Heritage Foundation's most viewed. He has Heritage's. How do you say that? Heritage's Foundation's most viewed lecture history. I gotta go take an English class. I'll be back in an hour.
Okay, I'll take it. That's good enough. But you asked just before the break. You know, isn't there a single decent Democrat who, given the horrors of Gosnell, given that Kermit Gosnell is the single greatest mass murderer in American history, isn't there a single decent Democrat who would say, you know, this is beyond the pale. This is something that needs to be reported. This is something that needs to be stopped. And the answer is no.
Oh.
The answer is if there had been a decent Democrat, they've already lost in the primaries. They've already been destroyed by their own party, the corrupt people at the Democratic National Committee. You know, and no, there is nobody left in the Democratic Party that isn't evil, isn't willing to countenance evil for the advancement of their own agenda.
You know, I look at both parties, I look at how they're going, I look at the Democrat Party and said, they have learned absolutely, not that the Republicans have learned so much, but they have learned absolutely nothing. When you put, look at their new DNC chair, right? Look at Ellison as the vice chair. They're still relying on people like Schumer, and God bless, long live Nancy Pelosi, because as long as she's in power in the Dem Party, we will never be outvoted. You know what I'm saying? But they're going further left, Evan. They really believe that they weren't left enough.
Right, yeah. They're doubling down. Well, they have two choices. You know, they can double down, or they can grow up, become decent human beings, and join the Republican Party. You know, there is.
Now you're really looking for a miracle, aren't you, there, buddy? Aren't you?
Well, but you know what? It happens. There's a point that I'm about to make in an article I'm writing, which is that you and I and every one of your listeners can name 10, 20, maybe 30 people we know who were liberals, who as they matured, as they learned more facts, as they experienced more in the real world, became conservatives. At the same time, I'm hard-pressed to name one person, even one, who was a conservative, and as they learned more, as they experienced more, as they matured, as they got wiser, said, you know what, conservatism is wrong, liberalism is right. I don't know anybody who grew up to become a liberal. And there's a reason for that, because once you grow up, you become conservative. You become a Republican. The problem is the people who never grow up, and the interesting thing about them, and this is the point of what I'm writing, they overwhelmingly tend to fall into a category of job, of occupation, where they don't do anything, where everything they do is pure talk. So you have the college professor who lectures. You have the actor who pretends to be a soldier. You know, it's funny. The actor who pretends to be a soldier votes Democrat. The soldier votes Republican. The Elizabeth Warren, the academic who lectures about business, votes Democrat. The businessman votes Republican.
Yeah, you may get,
the
you,
journalist who writes a report about policemen votes Democrat. The policeman votes Republican.
You're right. Now, listen, I always joke with people and I say, I don't understand something. Why do you listen to actors? They lie for a living. They get paid to be somebody else. How do you justify that in your head? They put their pants on the same way. What, is it because they have money? Is that what really, or is he just love the way they look?
I don't know how many people are really fooled by actors. On the last day when Hillary finally recognized that she was probably going to lose Pennsylvania, they had a big event on the steps of Liberty Hall.
I know.
And there was Bon Jovi, and there was Springsteen, and there was Lena Dunham, or whomever. All these big celebrity names, all of them were out there. She still lost Pennsylvania. You know, at the end of the day, one thing we have to remind ourselves, and it's stunning given how much they own. They own the news media, they own the schools, they own the universities, they own the entertainment industry, and yet we have the White House, we will have the Supreme Court, we have the House of Representatives, we have the United States Senate, we've got the governorships, we've got the state legislatures. You know, at the end of the day, yeah, we have to keep fighting their lies and their evil. But at the end of the day, do take some solace in the fact that even with all of their disgusting ways and all of their power, we still keep winning elections.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, I'm excited about that. I heard there was an audio tape of a Democrat senator that was talking about Gorsuch and said, look, this is a bad move on our part. If we let them do this, if we let them go with the 51 and don't work with them, at least on this one, there could be two more. And if there's two more, they will have that Supreme Court locked up for 50 years. This is a bad move. And I'm sure she got relieved of every one of her committee assignments the next day when it came out.
But
you know?
One thing that is true of children, and therefore because it's true of children, it's true of Democrats, is they don't think about the future. Children don't think about consequences, which is why, you know, they'll climb up to the top of this and jump off, and you have to be there as the grown-up. Liberals don't consider consequences. This is why they love the health care bill, but does it work? Well, they never really thought about that. They don't think about consequences, and everything is instant gratification, just like with a small child. And so Gorsuch is then. And by the way, when they stifled Bush's picks,
they didn't think one day
maybe Republicans would be back in power. They didn't think, what happens if we no longer have the majority in the House? What happens if they just don't think about tomorrow?
No.
Which, by the way, is exactly why Bill Clinton chose his theme song, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, because it's exactly the opposite. It's also why John Kerry chose as his theme song, No Retreat, No Surrender. This is the guy who ran away when he was needed in Vietnam. To address their known weaknesses, they choose a theme song that is exactly the opposite of the truth.
I know it makes for bad radio, but I agree with almost everything you just said. I mean, look, I don't know how... if you listen to Nancy Pelosi speak, and a lot of the other Dems, have you heard the word, when was the last time you heard the word blue-collar worker? They don't call them that anymore, because they've lost them. And there's a certain bit of credibility when you talk about that blue-collar worker. Now you know what they're calling them? Low-information voters. So
right.
It's almost like they're retaliating against them.
Uneducated white men, because men are,
terrible.
Hillary may have been impolitic in her choice of words and saying it when she called this all deplorable. She was honest, and that's how Democrats see people with jobs. They see people with jobs as people who are bitter and who cling to their bigotries, including antipathy for people who are different than they are. That's what Barack Obama said, that anybody who has a job, basically, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about people in flyover country. They're talking about coal miners and steel workers and people who work in the oil fields and people who build pipelines. They're talking about people with jobs. Democrats despise people who have jobs.
Yeah, I often wonder, because, I grew up, where I grew up, and you grew up on the East Coast, too, and very heavy Dem union influence. And I often wonder, those people sitting at the tables that have been Democrats all their lives, union workers all their lives, are sitting there thinking, they've had to come to the grip of the reality that my party left me. They no longer stand for me. They're sending jobs overseas. They don't care about me anymore. That's got to be one hellacious divorce going on.
Yeah, it's gotta be painful, especially because so many Democrats put their own self into their beliefs. They are Democrats. Some of us vote Republican, but they are Democrats. You know, they are liberals. And when you come to that moment where you decide, oh my gosh, liberals suck.
I met with 8 Dem mothers that have little children. It had to do with an education issue that I'm working with them on. And they said, I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I want to say, I'm there in an official capacity. I want to reach over and go, then change parties. But we don't know what to do anymore. Our party has left us. And especially here in California, they're shoving all this stuff down our throats when it has to do with parenting. And we don't know what to do. And I felt like saying, leave the party. If you leave, you will send a message if enough of you go. But, you know, again, in my capacity, I couldn't do that.
All things Evan Sayet are at evansayet.com. EvanSamAyet.com. And if there's anybody out there who has a group or an organization, I have a new talk I'm working on, which means I need to go out and deliver this talk to make it better and better and better. And so I will lower my fees just to come speak to your group. So contact me at evansayet.com.
If I lower my fees anymore, I'll go broke because I have to pay them to show up. Anyhow, I am Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure. Always enjoy Evan Sayet. And really do go over to evansayet.com. Check out his website. Get his book. You know, I've got some great writing up there. Okay, we got to go for a break. But here's the deal.
If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.